come to order. It is time on May 9th in Betty's room. And for the record, Senator Duncan, Taylor, Kelly, and Torgerson are present. We have on a schedule to an agenda, and I'll read through the list, and if there are any objections, we will move to the bottom. House Bill 230, Small Community Definition for HSC. House Bill 239, Liability of Motor Fuel Dealers. House Bill 459, Medicaid for Low Income Disabled. SCR 31, Title Change for HB 459. HDR 56, I can't pronounce that, Mining and Research Vehicle.
Yttrium.
How is it pronounced?
Yttrium.
Yttrium.
Mm-hmm. Like it was an I.
HCR 36, Title Change for SB 153, Special Request License
Plate. Yeah, I met with them, it's quite a fascinating deal.
House Bill 7, Community Dispute Resolution Center, and SCR 30, Title Change for HB 7, Dispute Resolution Center.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Rules Committee report. Yes, items 1 through 8.
Without objection, items 1 through 8 will be counted.
Where's the 144 substitute?
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 451 Rules, Assistive Technology. We have a proposed rule, CS. Jim, did you want to brief us on that?
Yes, the rule CS adds in the provision for basically for certain blind personnel to be certified to teach assistive technology and equipment courses and training. That's the nutshell.
Robert, do you have anything to add to that?
Not really. I have people here, my staff, Bill Craig with the Association of Blind is also present that could give testimony on it. The primary purpose is to provide a level of certification and training that blind people can rely upon, that when they receive such training that they know that these people have been through a course and are certified to do that which they need for their daily life. And literally, it's a matter of safety and health issue that I think is a real concern. And the sponsor agrees with us on the amendment.
Is there anybody here that opposes the amendment? Certainly not.
Move the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
That is objection. The Rules Committee substitute is adopted. Senator Lehman on the bill.
Move that the Rules Committee report CS for Senate's Committee substitute CS for House Bill 451 rules.
That objection 451 is going to be scheduled for the floor. That means the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute. The House Bill 144 Finance Authority for DEC to charge fees. There is a proposed Rules Committee CS.
We basically, from the Finance CS, on page 4, line 7, we took out lines 7 through 10, section K. So the rule CS reflects that missing. Deleted.
Why did you do that?
Senator Ferguson,
Mr. Chairman, that was at my request. I had put this amendment in Finance, and it didn't quite get to where we wanted to go, and it caused some grief with the industry, and basically Commissioner of Environmental Conservation was opposed to it, so I just decided to take it out.
Does anybody want to testify in opposition to the rule substitute?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to note on page 1, line 6, the Research Committee had adopted an amendment that put the maximum fee that the department could charge for a direct marketing fishing vessel at $100. This change at $150. I move an amendment that would put that at $125.
Jack?
There was no evidence that indicated that the department needed to charge any more than $100 based on the time involved in doing it.
There is an objection to the amendment.
Could you repeat your amendment again? I'm sorry.
Fishing meal.
No, I'm a little hesitant to move the finance.
Changing the fee schedule on fishing boats.
That's not a good idea.
No, he's got to get out of my
own deal. Mr. Torgerson, how strongly do you object?
Mr. Chairman, it was $100 out of resources, and there was problem with the department as making that $100. And I listened to their debate, and I decided to raise it to $150. So the department is solidly there, and I think we lose their support if we change this.
Is Well, there's a motion on the floor to change the $150 fee to $125 fee, which is up from $100. So, would the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Taylor?
Pass.
Senator Raymond?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Torgerson?
No.
Senator Kelly?
Pass.
I'll also vote no.
Mr. Chairman, that's down from $400, so yeah,
right.
It's,
now, it was quite a
reduction. I don't think
then I'll vote yes.
There's no provision for passing.
What is the vote?
Read it to.
And the amendment fails. Is there a motion on the committee substitute, Senator Lehman?
Would report.
There is a motion to report committee substitute. Any objections? Without objection, so done.
Mr. Chairman, just before you adjourn, I just want to note on the House Bill 459, we reported in the first group, the amendment made in finance is not consistent with the title.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, is there a technical change? The Finance Committee moved midwife services from 14 to 7. The title has it at 7. I prefer to have it at 14. Was it 7? Have you looked at that and seen the discrepancy?
451, I have not.
459.
Not note that, no.
459.
Okay, let's move to rescind our action in calendaring 459 and take a look at that. Bring it back.
Still have enough time? Okay. Move to rescind our action and reporting House Bill 459.
Any objection? No objection. So rescinded. We'll deal with that.
It needs to go. We just got to figure out what we're going to do here.
We be going?
That's it.